You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for a trending report. Now, obviously, the biggest trending news in the United States of America is Super Bowl. We'll talk about it a little bit more after 7. Not a whole lot to say, I guess, right now, except...
It was fine. It was a good game.
To Chiefs fans.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun game. I enjoyed actually watching the actual game. It was a nice back and forth.
You know, did the referees kind of give a little gift to the Chiefs at the end?
Maybe.
But, you know, but hey.
Hey, the end of the game also just kind of fizzled out, too. It was like really an exciting game, I think. But then it was like the end.
It was like, okay,
and they won. All right.
It's fine. We'll talk more about it here in just a little bit. We'll even play the audio of stupid Terry Bradshaw when we get into it.
He's such a jack wagon, isn't he?
He's a goober.
But I love that guy. I absolutely love him.
Do you?
I do.
I think his time
he's
is coming
up. He's kind of goofy.
Locally, we throw this in really quickly. I-270 is closed both directions. That's big, big news for a lot of you who do your morning commute up that way. So they've got it closed between Vasquez and I-70. Some big accidents. So stay away from 270 today. Just figure out another way around. They also are saying that westbound I-70 is closed at Lowell because of an accident. So I don't know. Is this kind of like after, you know, daylight saving time that after a Super Bowl, people more accidents
I was,
or something?
Complaining last night at about 9 o'clock. I'm like, oh my God, why is this game not on a Saturday? I jumped on that bandwagon. I was like, this is horrible. You know, we were having fun. We had people over, and now I'm tired.
I'm saving my breath now because I had it explained to me by somebody. Because you know, we've advocated on this show for years that the Super Bowl
it's a money thing.
It's
a money thing, and
but it's money.
And,
yeah. They can make more money if they do the whole weekend.
I get it. But so, again, it's just it's so bad the next day.
Tomorrow Valentine's Day, but today is Galentine's Day. It's a day that's supposed to celebrate female friendships. So you'll be seeing a lot of gal pal photos on social media today. That's what's going on there. Our military is continuing to shoot down high altitude objects. In the last week, 4 things that they've had to shoot down. The 4th one, this time was over Michigan. It's getting a little ridiculous. Obviously, the first one confirmed was the Chinese spy balloon. Another object was shot down over Alaska on Friday. Saturday, a third object was shot down over the Yukon in Canada. And then the 4th one over Lake Huron yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. The Air Force and the National Guard had to shoot it down. It was only about 20,000 feet up, so... People are having a lot of fun now, Jeremy, calling these things aliens.
Yeah, everyone's wondering if they're aliens. Yeah,
they are technically UFOs because 3 of them were unidentified.
I was listening to a thing about this morning as I drove in, and I guess because of the first big balloon, we've been able to tweak our radar, turn it up somehow, and pinpoint now these objects, and it sounds like there's a lot of them floating around. And we just hadn't noticed it because the radar wasn't tweaked enough. But now we know the frequency of these things, kind of where they are. And now they're finding a bunch of them. So who knows how long all this stuff's been floating around up there monitoring us.
So they had to do like machine learning, AI that kind of teaches itself. I bet that's what they did with the radar.
Yeah, I don't know. But they're finding more now.
Anyway, so apparently there's all sorts of spy stuff floating over us. A couple of other things that I'll share with you. Well, this one, and you're not going to like this, but there's people are really into their true crime shows and everything, so this was just a matter of time. There's now going to be a 3-part docuseries about Jared from Subway.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like giving this guy publicity and making a big show about him because he's a total creeper.
It's called Jared from Subway Catching a Monster, and it will premiere in early March.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So he's serving a 15-year sentence in federal prison. I don't know. Is he going to serve the whole time? He should.
I hope so. I hope they add more
longer
to it.
Yeah, total take some creeper. Time on to that. So anyway, that is coming for those of you who can't get enough of those true crime series. What else is trending?
Well, it looks like the blood-guzzling romance between Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly might be over, and I am completely shocked by this. Just completely shocked. Multiple text messages over the weekend, though, from friends and some messages on Facebook from listeners because, you know, over the years I've talked about that I might have a little bit of a crush over Megan Fox. And so even Josh, our producer, was texting me saying, hey, now's your chance. She's single again. It all started when Megan posted a video of some stuff in a fire pit, like she was burning some stuff, burning some letters. Then she cut out everyone that she was following, except I don't care about the other two, but Eminem's one of the biggies. So she kept following Eminem because I guess he has a beef with Machine Gun Kelly.
MGK.
Yeah, so she said it's kind of like a poke in the eye there because she kept following Eminem. And then, you know what? She's like, enough of this. Then she just deleted her account altogether. So I don't know what's going on, Dom.
I'll tell you what's going on.
They're crazy is what's
the
going on.
The rumor is that he's sleeping with that gorgeous guitar player. In his
yeah, room. That's the rumor.
Sophie.
And everyone's wondering if she's going to take off her engagement ring because I guess there's spikes or like little thorns on the inside of it. And it's supposed to hurt if you ever take off the ring. So everyone's wondering, how's she going to get the ring off? So anyway, side note though. I love my wife dearly. I'm not leaving my wife for Megan Fox. But thank you, everybody, for the messages. It was very kind of you. Halle Berry attended a charity show for some nonprofit helping, you know, kiddos and young adults with special needs. And this is how the universe kind of rewarded her. On the way up to the podium, she face planted. Did you see the video of this?
I did. That
was
bless a hard
her heart,
fall.
Man. It's super embarrassing. And yeah, wham.
She went down it, hard. As they say, with aplomb. She got up there and was laughing.
She
and the
laughed
crowd
it
was
off.
Laughing, and she was threatening people. Don't you post this on the internet.
Yeah, so then she turned around and did it. Yeah, she even posted it too. But
it's funny.
You can search it. You'll find her online, man. That's super embarrassing in front of a big crowd like that.
Well, I will tell you what. I mean, that was a hard fall. And if you look at those heels she was wearing,
that's
trying to climb
why.
Those stairs. But it's one of those things where she really took one for the team because this is really spreading the word about this nonprofit.
Yeah.
And I'll bet their donations go way up.
You're probably right, man.
So
yeah,
her
you're
pain
probably right.
is going to lead to some gain for this nonprofit.
There you go. There you go. TikTok is obsessed with a new term right now, you guys. It's called boyfriend air. Ew, I got boyfriend air. Women are claiming that the air in their boyfriend's apartments or houses or whatever is so gross.
Stinky.
It can mess with their hair and even their makeup. story here says one woman who stayed with her boyfriend recently said that she'd shower at night but feel gross the next morning anyway. Her hair was greasy. Her makeup wouldn't go on easy. Anyway, there's a bunch of other women on there claiming that it's a real thing.
Boyfriend
millions
air.
Of views about boyfriend air. Are guys funny. This gross and disgusting? Is
pretty
my
gross.
Question. I have never been gross and disgusting. What's up with these dudes, man? Well, what?
Well, you're a different cat. So.
That I like to be clean?
Well,
I like
I do
clean
too.
Sheets
you know
and clean
I do
toilets.
Too, but I recognize that it's not. It's not, we're not the average dudes.
It surprises me. I thought, you know, we were much more clean than this. Oh, well. Mickey D's.
We don't
is...
do well grooming ourselves as a gender, I suppose, in general.
I don't get that. It's like basic living 101, like clean yourself and clean your place. And my God, you're trying to woo a lady or another dude or whatever. Just clean up your toilet, for goodness sakes. This picture is making the rounds. I think I even posted it on Friday. It was kind of funny. It's coming out of England. There is an advertisement at a bus stop for McDonald's new McCrispy chicken sandwich. But unfortunately, right next to that, it was like on one of those bus stop, you know, signs. Right next to it was a road sign for a crematorium with an arrow. So there was the crematorium sign right next to the McCrispy. And people are upset about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I was reading about how people are outraged. And it's like, this
you know
is
what?
Nobody's fault.
Nobody's fault. Mickey D's didn't know.
I mean, their agency places the ad, and they didn't say, hey, find a place next to a crematorium sign.
Right.
It just happens. Everyone needs
just
to settle
happens.
Down.
It happens.
It's kind of funny. Just
it
laugh
is
about it.
It is funny. I mean, come
just
on.
Just laugh.
It's funny. Ha-ha. The Wienermobile had its catalytic converter stolen over the weekend. Yeah, so it's like blah, 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 blah.
You know, all these catalytic converters are being stolen because of the precious metals inside them. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
So is it true that a catalytic converter has actually a few hundred dollars worth of metals inside?
There's metals,
right?
And I'd have to look up the exact metals. I want to say even there's some gold or something in there, I want to say.
My God.
I know. That's why they're getting swiped, is because then, you know, you can go out and sell them or take them to the recycle places and they'll give you money for them. And my question is don't they ask, where did you get this at some of these recycle places? Like, if you're rolling in with like 15 of these things, like, where did you get these?
Just call the police.
Anyway, they got the Wienermobile. I was explaining to Nick Nack, actually. She's like, what would happen if that was stolen? Would I know? And I was like, you'd know, because you'd start your car and it would be like, blah, 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 because they chop your exhaust. So you'd hear it. Which, speaking of, we went to Monster Jam on Friday night. Holy crap, man.
Pretty
even with earplugs in, the next day I was like, ah, you know, doing
Did
that thing.
Did you wear earplugs?
Yeah, we all wore earplugs. It was crazy loud.
Wow.
Crazy loud, but super cool if you ever get to go. I think that's all I got. Now let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find it. Tom and Jeremy on the FB. It's kind of a feel-good clickbait today, talking about some vets who went to their 57th Super Bowl in a row. They were at the first one with a group of vets in 1967. Five of them from the original group have been going for years. Sadly, I believe one of them passed away, and two of them couldn't make it this year. But two dudes still said, you know what, we're going to make the pilgrimage to the Super Bowl. It's their 57th one. That has got to be expensive.
And I'll give them a shout out. Sylvan and Harvey. Names.
Pretty
and
good.
You know what? They look like they're in good shape. Like they're going to be going to a few more. So.
And hopefully they got some more money saved up, man.
Oh, I think I got to believe somebody is helping them with this now.
Like oh, yeah, NFL, you're right. It could be.
If the NFL had a brain, they would be buying these guys
you're
tickets
right.
every
Very well
year.
Could be. Anyway, it's a feel-good story on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.